Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, first one from Pete's Gritty Reboot. Gritty. I was there Friday and Saturday at the Friday and Sunday at the Sixers game, and I saw three things. One, an insane Philly crowd. Two, what appeared to be excellent basketball. And three, a group of guys on the court who looked like they were having fun. That's a recipe for winning.
Yeah, man. While you're winning, it's always fun, right, Ike?
Yeah.
You lose a couple games, it doesn't seem as much fun. But you're right. I mean, listen, at some point this year, they're going to go through some struggles. Maybe it's later rather than sooner, maybe whatever, but it's all about how they respond to that. Does Jimmy Butler go crazy after they lose a couple games and he's not able to shoot the ball?
Well, here's the thing. It's all going to boil down to what they do in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's really what it's going to boil down to.
From Chad Harris, Brett Brown is going to be the number one reason why they don't win a championship, because in pressure situations, he freezes up and doesn't adjust.
I mean, listen, Brett Brown last year, I think you definitely make the case that Brad Stevens outcoached him, but here's the great thing. He'll get a chance again this year. I don't necessarily know if he's the best X and O guy out there. I don't know. You have to give him a chance. Let's give him a chance. See what he does.
From the Nalesh, Alshon trying to keep his job. # Wentz wagon.
Yeah, man. They were sitting together at the 76ers game.
How about that?
Trying to keep his job. He knows the star quarterback can run him out of town if he needs to be.
Oh, no doubt. No question. Carson will be here a lot longer than him. It did feel a little bit forced. I don't know who forced it. But once the Eagles tweeted out that picture and I saw it, I'm like, oh, hell no. Really?
Yeah, it felt pretty fake. From Chuck, any Sixers fans that are okay with Ben working out with Magic, let me get your girlfriend for the weekend. What a joke. # collusion.
Exactly right.
Tampering.
It is.
For sure.
It's like Jack letting his wife go down with Ben.
They're on vacation together.
Yeah, they're on vacation.
So they didn't even tell me about it.
Be careful what you wish for.
I think Jack's safe.
Probably.
From Steve Wojnarowski, if Magic worked in the same role with the Nets, no one would bat an eye.
You're right, because it's the Nets.
Yes. Well, first of all,
the Lakers.
Right, it's the Lakers, and it's the Lakers after what they've done for decades and what they just did.
There are rumors that Ben wants to go to Brooklyn.
Yep, no doubt about it.
From the Chosen One, Ben going to mess around and start getting that McNabb treatment.
But I mean, like with Ben, you have people that like him, you have people that don't like him already. Kind of like with McNabb, you have people that are just so dead. Like he can't shoot, he can't do this, he can't do that. I would say for the most part, people are supportive of Ben. Yeah. But let's see what happens if they lose another series in the playoffs and he's struggling, not shooting. It'll get ugly really fast.
He scores 1 point like he did last year.
Right. Well, I would say that the next scapegoat's Brett, and then it becomes Ben if they don't win series. Brett's first, then Ben.
Final one from Ed Perry. Ben Simmons is selfish. He wants one, play with LeBron, and two, play in L.A. Gives him the spotlight he lives for. He'll only be a Sixer for 3 or 4 more years.
That's tweets and texts. I don't know. I mean, do we really know that Ben is, like, he's already trying to orchestrate his way out to the Lakers already, or is this just him wanting to make his game better?
He can't orchestrate his way out to the Lakers right now. He can't do that.
Right, but is it already in his head that that's where he wants to go?
Yes.
You believe that?
Yes. I believe that's where he wanted to go from the beginning.
Well, I agree with you there. And I would love to tell you were wrong, but I think that would be quote-unquote naive. It's like people are saying, well, Ben's naive. He didn't know that he shouldn't be asking the president of the Lakers.
He knew. Oh. Did he not know to sit out the whole rookie year so that he could be eligible to be a rookie the following year and actually win rookie of the year?
Oh, he knew that rule,
He knew that, didn't he? For that $5 million bonus?
It's not a bad.
Okay, so yeah, then I'm going to say he knew then.
He probably knew he shouldn't have done it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.